Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 60 for Friday, June 12th, 2015.
Boys and girls, mums and dads, and children of all ages, welcome to the Weekly Dose of Fat with your hosts, Sven and Uncle Gomez!
Ringmaster Sven?
Hey!
Gummo the Club! We're joined in the studio by Jake and Louis!
Are you ready for the summer? Are you ready for the sunshine? Are you ready for the birds and bees, the apple trees, and a whole lot of fooling around?
Wait, we're not fooling around.
I wish I could. I wish everybody could see JK dancing.
Yeah, that's kind of unsettling to myself.
Turns into a Muppet right before our eyes. This here Fatback Radio Show is brought to you by the Surly Ice Cream Truck, the Black Ops Edition, because there is and never will be a new black. Keep your eyes peeled for what's next at surlybikes.com.
Well, Mr. JK, what's on the docket today?
Dun, 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 dun. Our special guest is Jocelyn Gowdy, representing Team Komoribi and Portland Design Works. Alachoy. We'll have the weekly dose of fat, links from all over the interwebs, and a few words about our summer hiatus.
You know what happened today? It's school's out for summer.
School!
Not Alice Cooper, man.
Not for my kids yet. They're still got a couple more days to go.
That's good.
Little more learning to do before they get off.
I'm sure that they'll be totally into it when it's 80 degrees outside. Do you remember being a kid those last days? Like, gah, let me out.
Nothing is being accomplished here. You're not teaching anything to me.
So, this brings us to the fabulous beer segment. And for the first time ever, one of our guests actually sent us beer from across the country.
Is that interstate commerce?
I'm not going to say how it got here. It might have been sent by a personal courier.
Maybe.
You know? Or it might have been sent by the U.S. mail. Or they ask you, any liquid perishable, blah, blah, blah.
Lithium batteries.
Right.
Those are on the top.
No to all of the above. So we have plastic cups, and the first beer we're going to try is this Base Camp Brewing Intense IPL, which is an Imperial something lager.
And it's like in a tent, intense.
Yeah.
That's clever because it's Base Camp.
Yeah.
I like how they work that in.
And it's got an aluminum bottle.
Aluminium?
Do you think this is a twisty? Try and pry that off with your with your mandibles.
No!
There's a thingamabobber right there.
Oh, hey. You guys wanted me to open this because you wanted to get the old what the old thing going, right?
What the hell?
Oh, God. This is the coldest freaking bottle can thingy that has ever touched my belly. Look at this. It pours not too much carbonation. It's kind of a golden, ambery, lustrous.
It appears to be beer colored.
It's a murky dark orange brown, as one of the reviewers have noted. 6.8 alcohol.
Oh, that's delicious.
It's actually very good, yeah.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Jocelyn Gowdy from PDW, she sent this beer to us. And now we have to decide what we're going to send her back. I promised her some of that Julio.com Revolution Brewing 10.6% mind-bending make crazy in El Cabeza kind of beer.
All right. Well, I think she'd appreciate that out there in Portlandia.
So that was my suggestion. Maybe you two could come up with a suggestion of your own.
Grain Belt.
Grain Belt.
I'd say something Lakefront.
Really?
Yeah. Lakefront IPA is always my...
All right. I'm just going to take your Grain Belt suggestion and turn it into maybe a New Glarus They have that fancy 4-pack of IPAs. I forget the name of their fancy IPA, but we'll send that out to you, Jocelyn. And you guys can drink that and then sing more for us. Because they're coming on the show and they're going to sing for us.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Has anybody ever sung to us before?
I don't know. I think we've all sung on the show. Obviously, JK did this already.
True that.
In this show.
Sing, scream.
Singing and Muppet screaming.
And meatball screaming.
And meatball screaming. Well, it's a Muppet meatball. So, yeah, that's a tasty beer. If you want to check it out, along with the other two that we'll be getting to here later in the show.
Right. We might just break one out when we have Jocelyn.
Well, maybe we should have a beer stop every once in a while. And
say, now we're going to drink this one.
Right on.
From you.
Right. Right on. All right. Well,
thanks very much to Jocelyn over there from PDW for the beer buzz this week.
All it took was the threat of a hiatus, and we're acting like it's the first show again. We're all like, awkward silence. Weirdo.
You'll cut that out later. We'll be right back with Jocelyn from Team Kobaribi.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, please welcome to the show, Jocelyn Gowdy.
Welcome, Jocelyn.
Hi, Fat Bike Radio.
How's it going?
Thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, excellent to have you. So Jocelyn's here to tell us about the Kobaribi. Correct my pronunciation. Kobaribi cycling team.
Oh, sure. I had it all wrong.
maybe start with how the group got together out there on the Oregon dunes on fat bikes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, I had a friend. Her name is Simona. She was visiting Portland. She lives in Sweden. And she'd reached out to me and said when she arrived, she wanted to make sure that she visited the Oregon dunes. She had seen some photos of some friends fat biking on the dunes, and she wanted to make it happen. So with Simona and I kind of on board, we rounded up a few other ladies that I thought might be interested in going on that same adventure. Fat biking really hasn't taken off in Portland proper yet. We don't have a lot of access, close-in access to single track. We don't get a lot of snow in town. So there aren't a lot of fat bikes being ridden currently. So when I was starting to plan this trip, I thought of other adventure-minded ladies that I thought would be a great addition to this trip. And I managed to get like a dozen gals to agree to come down to the Oregon Dunes and try out fat biking for the first time in this pretty unique environment. It's all very accessible. We camped just a mile away from the dune access point. So we were able to camp there and yurt, which was lovely because they have they're nice and warm. We went in the month of November, so we were slightly concerned about bad weather, but it turns out we got fantastic weather. It had poured the few days prior to our arrival, so the sand was set really, really solidly, which made for a couple of awesome days shredding around on fat bikes. And I wrote about it. I have a ton of pictures. It's up on our website, which is KobaribiCyclingTeam.com.
Very good.
But it was a ton of fun.
So where exactly are the dunes located in relationship to Portland? If a person was going to come out that way, where do you have to go to get to this dune area?
Oh, sure. So we're speaking very specifically about the Oregon Dune National Recreation Area, and that's pretty far south from Portland. It was about a three-hour drive. You had southbound on I-5. Yeah. and the weekend that we went, like I said, it was raining. We actually departed Portland in pretty tremendous thunderstorm, and I was like absolutely white-knuckling it the entire way down, like hydroplaning my entire way down I-5. And then you turn off and you kind of cruise through the Coast Range, and then the dunes are very close to a little town. I'm trying to remember what the name of it is, but it's not coming to me. It's close to Florence.
Gotcha.
But is it inland from the ocean itself?
Only by a mile or so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge stretch of land. The area that we spend most of the time riding in is non-motorized access only, but not too far up the beach from where we are. There's an ATV exclusive area. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that they kind of separate the two. But once you get on into the dune area, you actually have to go through a little bit of like forested single track to access that, which was really fun. And then you have a few miles of the dunes before you hit another little forested pocket. And then if you ride through that, you'll pop up and you're actually right on the edge of the ocean there.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
It's totally beautiful. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
So do you have a story behind the name Komorebi?
Komorebi, yeah. Ready. It's a Japanese word.
She's just going to change the pronunciation every time.
That was even closer than the first time.
That would be the awesome thing to do.
Yeah, it's a Japanese word, and it means sunlight drifting through the leaves of trees. And I think it's a word that I heard a couple of years ago, and I kind of kept it in my back pocket. It was one. I think it's gorgeous, and it's something that we enjoy a bunch of here in the Pacific Northwest with our, well, for at least half the year, with our giant trees and some, you know, the summer times of just nothing but sunlight. And I'm a mountain biker. That's what I really enjoy doing. So
you know,
I get
what?
A lot of camaraderie when I'm out mountain biking.
I'm a mountain biker, too. I think Sven's mountain biker.
We all mountain bike.
Yeah. We all mountain bike.
We just do it on fat bikes now.
Yeah.
Fat bikes are mountain
bikes. I've never done, like, true mountain biking. Well, I guess that's not true. We went out to Bend couple of months ago to do some single track shredding on fat bikes, and it was a lot of fun. And it just seems so much less complicated than my mountain bike that is, like, suspension front and back and the dials and switches everywhere, and sometimes I forget to turn them the way that they should be. When the fat bike is, you know, maybe you adjust your tire pressure slightly, and then you're shredding, and you have a huge grin on your face, which is awesome.
This is true. So yeah. Jocelyn and I have been trading emails to set up our little visit here today, and I kidded her that the only way that she could get on the show is if that she and the rest of the team would have to record us a campfire song.
But I didn't record this with the Komorebi team. I recorded this with the PDW team.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. No wonder it sounded so bad. Just kidding. So without further ado, we're going to play the PDW Peace Train campfire song.
Yeah, and apologies to your listener.
That's listener singular.
We had three before we played the song, and then we lost two.
Now we have the one left.
Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.
Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. A peace train sounding louder. Glide on the peace train. Come on the peace train. Yes, peace train, holy roller. Everyone jump on the peace train. Come on the peace train.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stunning.
We had been drinking whiskey, if that makes it any better.
I'm
not sure if that makes it.
Amen.
We needed liquid courage.
What kind of whiskey were you drinking?
We were drinking Booker's, actually.
Oh, JK, do you have any Booker's in the flask?
Yes, I do.
JK's got a little flask full of Booker's right here.
Yeah.
That's how we rewarded him the other week for being such a...
Oh, very nice.
Fantastic.
It's a good one.
Color announcer.
It really puts a grin on your face.
Here we go.
It does, quickly.
That's JK's...
and apparently... really negatively affects your singing voice.
JK's portion of the interview is to swallow the Booker's.
Yes.
So that was a stunning rendition of Peace Train by Cat Stevens.
Thanks.
So,
yeah.
Speaking of Fat That's Stevens. Yeah, I mean Cat Stevens.
Oh, yeah. You should probably tell us about that. Oh, see, I did not make the whiskey face on that at all.
Whiskey face.
I think I might have just
turned a corner.
Turned a corner.
JK.
Attaboy.
My drinking career.
How many times have you fallen on this flask exactly?
Twice. Saved my life twice.
It's sort of dented. And what? There is a bullet hole in it, I think.
No.
It's a dent. Bullet dent.
Bullet dent.
But so the mean streets of Milwaukee.
Well, the mean handlebars. What,
let me try and get Jocelyn to tell us a little bit about this pump that looks so much like a beer tapper.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought of when I saw it too. Is just the tremendous volume.
Yeah,
it's big. It's big. A little bit of backstory. Portland Design Works is in the process of crowdfunding for a fat bike specific portable pump, which we've named Fat Stevens after our cat Stevens, which now pulls together full circle, right?
Peace First train, circle, cat peace
Stevens,
train.
Fat Stevens. Here we go.
Right.
Yeah.
So your next pump will be called Yusuf. What? Sorry.
Well, maybe. In a few years,
continue.
In a few years, it'll change its name to Yusuf Lakshmi.
Islam.
Exactly. Islam. We're in the kind of last week of our Kickstarter campaign, and your listeners should go check it out. You guys should go and check it out. We had one prototype model produced that I was able to go out and do some testing on. So we took the pump, and we borrowed some fat bikes and went to three different riding locations. So we had the ability to test it out on dirt, on some sand dunes, not on the coast. We actually went to this place called Christmas Valley, which is in Central Oregon, and in the snow on Mount Bachelor near Bend, Oregon. Mm-hmm. And it's a high-volume pump. So basically we're trying to cut the time in half that it takes to fill up a fat bike tire.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so we were inspired when we saw you guys doing the fat bike, the pump shootout.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of did our own version of that. Because the Mountain Morph had been our go-to pump as well for inflating fat bike tires. Our product designer, our engineer, he lives in Spokane, and he actually has a fat bike as well. So he helped us develop this. And the Mountain Morph was his go-to prior to developing this product, and he was able to design a product that is able to fill up a fat bike tire in approximately half the strokes. Super high volume, but the pump still weighs under a pound, and it easily can fit in either a backpack or in a frame bag. So it's not so clunky that it's inconceivable that you can't use it when you're in remote places. That's one of the reasons why we produce this portable pump is fat bikes are enabling riders to go into more unique environments and really get out there, get away from, it all, find the remote locations to ride in.
Mm-hmm.
But when things go wrong out there, you need dependable equipment to get you back home. And this Fat Stevens pump is going to be able to help you out with that.
Right on. I'm looking at the Kickstarter page right now, and you guys are well on your way. You've got 7 days to go, and you're...
We have 7 days to go.
Yep, and you've got $30,000 goal. You've got over $13,000 towards that goal, and I know these Kickstarter things really kind of get going in the last few days. So everybody, this is going to be a great thing for fat bikers. If you haven't had the pain of having the wrong pump when you're trying to fill your tire, something like this, we saw sneaky prototypes of it ourselves.
Yeah, we saw a prototype of this, and the newest version of this looks even larger and more promising than what we've seen than we saw at Interbike.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We gave you guys a sneak peek at Interbike.
Yep,
right. I remember that.
At Frostbike, I think, is where we saw the most recent one.
Really? Oh, right on. Yeah.
Was it Interbike? One of those fancy bike shows that the public can't go to, and we thumb our noses at it like, you can't come in here, and we can see all the cool stuff.
Industry only, punks.
Right, that's up. Want to get into those shows? Join the industry there, homies.
Or maybe just look at fatbike.com because we basically shoot a picture of everything. That's interesting.
Yeah,
pretty much. Oh, an official Fat Stevens sticker.
Yeah.
Plus you guys make some other cool stuff like Dave's mud shovels and some of these. Some of these reward levels have other things from your repertoire in them.
Our lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. the Dave's Mud Shovels, that was the first Fat Bike specific product that we developed. It was actually the first industry, the first specific Fat Bike fenders out there. And we can't keep them in stock. They just fly off the shelf. And we often, we get feedback from our customers and our friends that ride fat bikes, and everyone has been asking for this fat bike specific pump, which is the reason why we went about developing it. And the Kickstarter, what we're trying to do through this, we're still a small company. There's 6 employees here. We've been around for 6 years, and we decided to go the Kickstarter route in order to really try to take a gauge of the market viability of this type of a product, and then just allow our customers, the end users, to purchase the product prior to it, before pre-production, basically pre-production prices.
Sure.
So they're getting a good deal. They're investing in a great, in a company that is listening to them, hearing that there's something that they need, and producing something to hopefully solve that problem. So it's a really, it's a win-win here. And we have some, it's a little bit of a hill to climb at this point. But we're confident. We think we have a really great product here. So.
Oh, cool. It looks good to us.
Yeah.
I really look forward. I really hope that you hit this and you get this into the pipeline, because I look forward to trying one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've tested every other pump.
Pump.
Yeah. We have another challenger.
Except for that new Blackburn.
We have another challenger in the test kitchen right now. So you can look forward to more pump shootout. That was our fakey echo thing going on there.
I like
So
if anybody's going to come out to the Portland area to ride fat bikes, are there shops out there that are kind of like, is there one that's more fat bike friendly than another? If you were going to say, hop on a plane and go to Portland, This is the shop you should go to.
God, that's a real good question. Like I said, because we're not a huge fat bike market yet. There's a shop that rents fat bikes. It's called Simply Ride Your Bike.
Oh, cool.
And they rent fat bikes. But the Oregon coast has shops dotted all along it, north to south. And they're definitely tuned into the fat bike market because our coastline is really long. It's super gorgeous, and fat bikes are awesome to cruise around.
Oh, yeah.
And then we also have some shops in Bend that will rent fat bikes and carry some fat bikes in stock and fat bike related products, so that you can go and ride trails. Hopefully, get some snow up near Bachelor. That's where we were when we were able to ride the snow, and it was awesome.
Cool.
We were actually up there in the middle of a snowstorm, one of the few of the season, and it was challenging because the snow was so soft, but they do, they are grooming some trails up there for fat bike riders. So I have a feeling it's going to grow in popularity here. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
All around the country.
Are you guys experiencing the same kind of droughty conditions that California is?
Not to the same degree. We definitely got less rain this year than any year since I've lived in Portland.
Or snow up at Bachelor even. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, very little snow this year, very little snow. And they're already talking about the fire dangers for the summertime. But.
You know what I think you should do with this 30 grand? Is just get that money and go to Sasha from Vanilla and have him make you the most BA fat bike ever.
Well, I got to give out two shout-outs.
Sure.
The first is to Curtis Ingalls of RetroTech, because we had one of his fat bikes hanging in our inner bike booth last year, and man, that bike was a looker, and I think it drew the primary draws of folks entering, to come in, check out our stuff. We also had a Breadwinner hanging in our booth, and that was not a fat bike, but I got to show them some love because they built us custom bikes for the Komorabi cycling team. Those are our actual team bikes we ride on.
Right.
Fully rigid 29ers for our adventures.
So you've been doing the fat bike thing and the Fat Stevens fat bike pump. Have you done anything with plus-sized bikes yet, like 29-plus, 27.5-plus, any of those kind of larger volume, like 3-inch-plus tires, but not a full-on snow fat bike tire?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I've cruised around on a few. So my boyfriend actually has a Pugsley Special Ops, And he built up a separate wheel set using the rabbit hole rims. And so he used that on the Oregon Outback route that we rode last month. And he really, really enjoyed it. And he wouldn't let me borrow it at all. There was no trading of bikes during that route.
Time for a new boyfriend.
Well,
yeah.
Relationship advice and fat bike banter.
You bet.
We do it all. And embezzling, because I suggested that you take the $30,000 and make yourself a cool bike.
Yeah, I was riding on 2.2s, and he was on those 3s, and he definitely had a more comfortable ride on some of the sections. So, which is another awesome route, and I would highly recommend it. Although fat bikes might be a little overkill for some of the sections, it was still such an amazing way to see the state.
Well, if I come out there after Interbike, you and I are going to go beach riding and beer drinking. And
speaking of beer drinking, we're on to our second bottle of Jocelyn's supplied beer. We are now on the...
Like little kids on Sunday morning, we opened Mom and Dad's beer almost silently while you were talking.
Yeah, that was the
talking.
Hopworks. Which one was that?
Rise Up.
The Rise Up Red.
Yeah, that one's good, too.
Yeah.
Good choices.
A real nice one.
Yeah,
good choices.
I mean, it's hard. I mean, it's like shooting fish in a barrel here. You can't go wrong.
Here in the Midwest. Sven wanted to send you Grain Belt.
Grain Belt's good.
Grain Belt's good.
Grain Belt's good, but it's like Rainier out there. That would be or Olympia.
So we have so many good breweries here. I'm totally digging the Carbon Forest stuff lately. I've just been jonesing on Fantasy Factory and a couple of their other Session IPA and a couple. Man, they're good. Out of Madison.
Nice. Yeah, now I need to come out there too and visit. I got to persuade the boss man to let me go out for Frostbike next year.
Sure.
Or maybe not. Maybe I should come out when it's more reasonable weather. I actually was in Minnesota last, I went to Minneapolis last July, my first time there, and I had such a great time, a hell of a time. That's a real fun biking city.
Fat bike Berkey
too. Didn't get to do any mountain biking, but I did get to cruise around on a fat bike. Just on the
Greenway.
The cool trail system that they have through town.
Yeah. Yep.
Fat Bike Berkey would be a good time to come to, fly into Minneapolis, and then get a ride up to the Northwoods there. And there's going to be 1,000 fat bikers in one race.
Yeah, that's
year.
A good thing to get some exposure at and to have some fun at. And there's a lot of great trails there that aren't just the Berkey Trail that they're grooming now. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And then you can come to our after party and rub elbows with Ned Overend and
Travis
Brown.
These famous folks.
Sven Hammer.
I'll put it on the to-do list. Revelate Designs is one of our sponsors for the Comorabia cycling team as well, and there's kind of an open invitation for me to go up to Alaska and ride fat bikes.
You should do that.
Which is way high on the to-do list.
Well,
you haven't ridden a fat bike till you've ridden a fat bike by a moose.
Yeah, I can't say that. I've hiked by a moose, but that was in New Hampshire.
All right. East Coast moose.
Those things are big.
Yeah. It's
and surprisingly fast.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't get between a mama and her baby.
Oh, no. Nope. Of any species.
Right. True.
I totally turned into like a 10-year-old when I saw the first one. I'm like, what a baby. But I didn't. The Alaskans that I were with
said, "Don't do that."
Held me back. Said, "Gomez,
we should
be
just
cool, man.
Plug
cool.
that thing
be
and
cool.
eat it.
Let the moose come to you, Gomez."
All right,
so
Jocelyn,
you have been the best guest ever. Ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lofty claim.
Well, I think, part of it is, the singing of the song, I think. Thank you very much for that.
There's a big part of it is that you bought us beer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that too.
You know, we're fairly easy.
I owe all your listeners that had to endear that a beer. But not really.
Well,
not
really. Send one more bottle and I think you're covered.
That's three more people. So we got them covered. Thanks for coming on the show and singing us a song. You are the best.
Yeah.
Let's stay in touch.
I really appreciate chatting with you guys. It was super fun. Hope to see you in Vegas again this year.
And
please do try to make sense to visit us here in the Beaver State. We have a real good time on bikes, and it would be awesome to show you around on some fat bikes, for sure.
Killer.
All right. Thanks again, Jocelyn.
Yeah, take care, guys.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Well,
what do you think of this third beer there?
It pours like darkness.
I don't think I'm on that one yet.
Like,
I'm still on
no
the red.
More black. Like you'd expect it to be syrup.
It's got a bar on the label.
Loaded for bar.
Hey, quit playing with yourself.
It's the weekly dose of fat.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're on our third bottle of beer now from Jocelyn. Black Bear Double X Stout. A gold medal winner at the Great American Beer Festival.
From the Alameda Brewhouse.
Alameda,
where the nuclear vessels in Alameda, across the bay. That's what I said. I thought I said that was in
but Alameda. But Alameda is in San Fran. This is from Portland.
Very
so
honey.
Yeah, but every time
I'm getting a honey flavor or a honey olfactory thing off of this. I haven't tasted it yet.
Oh, I just got it on my mini mustache.
Yeah, we don't do beards and beer now, but. But Sven,
still, there are still facial hairs in here.
Sven is rocking the full-on Amish or Mormon kind of thing going. He's got.
I don't have the chin strap.
Yet. Yeah, that's true. That
the chin strap.
I actually like carved my beard into like a semi-corporate configuration because I went to Trek World Hard Headquarters.
Hard Cutters.
Headquarters. Yeah.
Gizzies.
So you have a report on Mr. Jordan Wakely.
Jordan Wakely is just on a tear. He won another elite class mountain bike race on his acquiring 29-plus Rainbow Trout Forked Plus bike at Hanson Hills, Michigan last weekend. And it was his 10-year anniversary of stepping to the line.
So he started when he was like 7. He's not that old.
Well, I'm sure he started as a junior.
Yeah.
Because he was also a really, and probably still is, a world-class junior and senior and elite canoe racer. Can you see that cat just sitting in one of those little racing canoes? Just
can you see some 130-pound little skinny guy, and then there's that big Jordan next to him, and he's like, oh, man, that guy's here again?
Just busting the paddle in half in the water. Well, so this is, I guess, kind of the beauty of Facebook is that, you know, I learn all these things about my hero, Jordan.
So he's racing again up somewhere a couple weeks?
In a couple weeks, he'll be lining up for the Lumberjack 100. While you're out there out west doing the tour of water parks.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, glacier water. Glacial water at Glacier National Park.
Going to Glacier National Park.
Well, right? Yeah, I'm kind of trying to still map out a route and try to keep the family happy and...
You should just go on family vacation. Your kids are just the right age. Anyway, yeah,
they're on their way.
More relationship advice.
Yeah, unsolicited. They're on their way. I mean, they're coming with me, so I can't help that.
But he'll be lining up at the Lumberjack 100 in 2 weeks. And while you're gone, I think I'm going to take a little trip over to Michigan if all the stars align. And I will get a face-to-face interview with Mr. Jordan Wakely.
Are you going to take the ferry over or are you going to drive?
I'll drive around.
With camper?
With camper.
Have camper wheel travel?
Camper, pack raft, plus bike, fat bike.
We should set a date for a ferry trip, though, and try and get a few people on that. So maybe towards the middle of July or the end of July when the winds off the lake are really nice and you're right on the shoreline over there.
And our friend Nate Phelps from Central District on the 20th is running a 24-hour overnight that I fully intend on.
That we should just take the ferry over for.
Well, that's on the 20th of June, and that's what I'm talking about going over there. And rolling that all into going to see Scott Quiring and visit Ken Blakey Shell.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fat Camp Podcast number 2 is coming up on Saturday.
Right.
That'd be like tomorrow.
Hubs.
In the future. Yeah, maybe. They're doing Hubs standards.
Hubs standards.
You know, he does like to dig into just the hornet's nest of just ridiculous bike industry stuff, doesn't he? Because
he's a guy that
try to make sense of it.
Looks at the matrix and can actually just those green numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I see redhead. I see brunette. Yeah. I see blonde.
Speaking of just weird hub standards, you know, yeah. Now we've got the new boost thing. We're doing this plus bike thing too, and we've got some i9 hubs coming that are 177 and 110.
Nice.
Weird, huh?
Yeah.
That equals like 287 or something.
See, and like me, I don't care really. Like, okay, you made the hubs fit whatever you're trying to fit them on, but what color are they?
I think they're going to be. Well, I'm looking for green to match the 1UP USA wide drivetrain thing going on. We've got the 44 tooth.
Greens are hard to match.
44 tooth.
Yeah.
On the XX1 cassette.
That's what
it's already installed. It looks badass.
That's what
green.
I needed out at the Trek Trail yesterday.
Well, they have
it. 44 tooth.
Yeah, they have it. And Jim did it. I'm like, how the hell does that thing come off there? He's like, I think you just do this. Clickety, 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 and popped it off and put the new one on there. And I'm like, that's pretty sweet. Because I think it's the only replaceable gear on that XX1 cassette is that outer big-ass ring, the aluminum one.
Hmm.
The rest of them are all
I'm getting coffee steel. Off this beer now, too.
Right? Oh, yeah. I'm getting all sorts coffee, of flavors off it.
Coffee, chocolate. That, it's very soothing. I kind of had an upset tummy. And this is kind of feeling pretty that's good. Like
the Pepto-Bismol of beers.
It's like a nice hug in my belly.
So we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on in Milwaukee. We had a big weekend of riding last weekend.
Oh, yes.
We've got one of the biggest events that's been happening in Milwaukee forever just about is the Fat Tire Tour that's coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, and that takes care of a lot of the urban landscape and underbelly of Milwaukee with that.
All the amateurs come out as opposed to you old pros.
Yeah.
No.
That's special.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a good, it's a good role.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just a good, fun, good people, good role.
And if you want to kind of still get in on the little bit less known, the Tour de Farce is actually on Friday too, which is a Bayview thing. Mm-hmm. And
that kind of normally
that one's a little bit more nebulous.
Yeah,
is that
it hangs a lot.
De Dauphiné.
What does that even mean, Dauphiné?
Dauphiné. It means if you win that, then you win the Fat Tire Tour of Milwaukee.
Daphne's
yay, Daphne!
I won Daphne's crit. That just sounds so dirty.
Velma's the one with the glasses, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Daphne.
Daphne, my ass. That's all I have to say about that.
But yeah, Tour de Farce just takes care of, like, in the southern zone. The southern part of Milwaukee.
Right.
Sometimes I don't.
That's usually where I really start my Fat Tire Tour of Milwaukee. I usually start at the Central area.
Sure. Yeah, so
and then end at Central.
Now it's kind of headquartering at Best Place, which is new for us because it used to headquarter at Hollander, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
So whatever. This up means nothing to people who aren't from here, but
it's Animal House.
I tell
house,
you what, if
house,
if you happen,
Animal House,
if you happen to be here on a Sunday, you can join us for our Church of Two Wheels Sunday service, which meets every Sunday at 11:30 at the old Swinging Door. For a steak and eggs breakfast, and then a lot of riding on Sunday.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday I went to Trek Bicycles World Headquarters and rode their private test trails there.
Yeah, we've been invited out there for quite a while. I'm glad you finally could get out there.
Yeah, I went out there and met up with several of the product managers from the Bontrager team, and got a ride on their new Stash 929 Plus bike with the Manitou fork, and I really like that ride.
Fork or the bike or all both. All everything works together pretty well.
Everything works together very well, and I got to actually meet with the wheel guy and the tire guy, and they talked to us about how they designed the tire first.
Chupacabra.
And optimized, they have a 39 millimeter inner diameter width of their rim.
Okay, good,
that
good.
Gives them the ultimate profile for that tire. And then that rim and tire combination, they built the Stash around. And that Stash is very nimble and flickable in comparison to the Plus bike that I ride, that I own and ride.
Mm-hmm.
It rode very well, and they have some You know, they can just do things that no public land will let anybody do. They have big drops.
Not
they have
sustainable.
Tons of wooden special apparatus there. They have just, it's a playground of bikes. And Alex, who I was riding with, is, you know, he's got the skills to pay the bills. So I got some sweet shots of him doing some great stuff. And
he got schooled like a mofo.
And he got to watch an old fat guy sweat a lot.
Yeah, it's actually been kind of warm here in the old Midwest lately.
Pretty hot. But you can look forward to stories on Plus Bike about the stash. And we have lots of other things to share when the time is right from the Bond Tracker team.
Excellent.
So we're going to be back after this break from our sponsors.
The Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by Portland Design Works. Portland Design Works creates beautiful, simple gear for everyday cycling, including the first fat bike-specific fenders on the market, Dave's Mud Shovels.
All Portland Design Works products look great, work well, and are covered by their lifetime warranty. Check out all of their gear at www.rodpdw.com.
Hey, and don't forget to check out their Kickstarter project for the next 7 days and fund that Fat Stevens. We're really behind this thing and hope that you all need a pump like that.
We all need to know how many pumps it takes to get to the middle of a Tootsie Pop.
I wouldn't. A two.
A three.
JK tried to make me laugh before.
Yeah, he didn't.
You chuckled a little.
I can get you
but
a toe.
But your pedaled throw. Way to go.
Indeed. Like a professional, professional beer drinker.
Woo!
Beer stop.
Woo!
Third beer. Beer stop.
We all thought that we wouldn't get to the stout. But I think this
is my favorite of the bunch.
And then the base camp, I think, is my second favorite. And then the red.
They're all good.
Yeah, they're all good, though.
But I'm grooving on this stout beer.
So we have links.
Yeah, we got some links this week.
From everywhere.
Around the globe. Once again, the Matrix being explained. That's basically I call anything to do with gears and numbers and all that technical stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's the Matrix.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense when you look at it visually like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's the whole chart system there. Yeah. So take a look at that, and you feel better about your one-by.
And it's all your one-by, two-by, three-by, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and it tells you there's a lot of overlap when you have a three.
But they don't have a roll-off in there.
Yeah, they don't.
Which
would be just perfectly syncopated.
That's a one-by-one, but different.
Yeah. With 18, it has the triple... broken down into 18 exact
14 equal chunky chunks.
I can't even get the number right.
Well, you haven't had a roll off for how long now?
A long time. Yeah,
I'm still stoked on it. It's still my beach bike. Still, that's I love it on there, and my city bike also has one. And I think I'm going to put one on one of our prototype apes just to mess around with because I'm a silly boy.
You go, Sven.
I will.
And then. A full-grown adult male named Rusty sent me some links, and I looked at the link.
The bailiff, Rusty, from People's Court? Or from Vacation, sure Rusty?
There's one of our pictures that he swiped from us right in his blog.
It's Neil Way Flock go, going Neil. Like this.
Like, what?
Oh,
sorry. Talking about roll-offs.
You can't see that. It's more like...
Yeah.
Huh?
Like so can, uh-huh? Yeah, you can see that one better.
So wait a... Way to go, Rusty.
That was that inner bike.
Yeah. So it's either your or my photo that he's still. Yeah. We get to decide. You owe us a beer, Rusty.
Right.
That's basically and
folks, we don't mind you using our photos. It would be great if you just link back to the site, though.
Exactly.
Be fantastic.
Yeah. That would be good. Because we're click farmers.
Yeah. Sort of.
Sort of. I like farming. I got a nice batch of...
I like turtles.
I like farming. Turtles.
I have a nice batch of beans growing in the garden.
It sounds like that's cold. Right.
So I mean, not only are you going to Iceland soon.
No, I'm not going to Iceland.
What? Just Dirty's going to Iceland only?
Dirty gets to go. And now he wants petty cash from us, too.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
People in hell want ice water. Used to say, just kidding, nerdy. We're going to set you up. We're going to get you like a Bank America card.
Well, the cool thing is that he's been there before, and he really knows Iceland, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, we love Dirty Man. He's a cool cat.
So you couldn't get your passport in order in time?
No, I just felt that he was a better fit. Yeah. That it was a more responsible company thing to send someone while you're away. You know, I have to be watching the home front.
From Michigan.
Be on top of shit. Yeah, but it's easier from Michigan than from Iceland, right?
Well, I mean, not only we got this across Iceland on a fat bike.
Yeah.
And we got the Scandinavian Jesus in Iceland.
And
which is part of the Dirty Crew.
Indeed. Indeed. Indeed.
Indeed.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yikes. And then we have Coast Kid talking about 4.8 Schwalbes.
Schwalbes, yeah.
What did we say? It was your Schwalb.
Fest Schwalb.
The Jumbo Jim.
Beep.
A. There you are.
Hello?
Hello. There we go. I had to turn you up on the mixing old
bear.
Board.
Oh. Fred from Rala.
Oh, Old Bear's back.
Old Bear, how's it going, dude?
Pretty good. It's too hot to ride down here for me.
Yeah, too hot to ride.
I have
101 down here today.
Oh, man.
Oh, that is hot. Hey, I have a box ready for you. I just got to throw it in the old UPS here pretty quick. It's coming down your way. Yeah.
All right.
We're not the swiftest, but we're the best.
And I tell you what. You are in the lead in our contest right now to win that framed bike.
Really?
Yeah, because you are both the first and the second guy to enter.
I think we got another entry today, actually. So, yeah. But he's still the first and second entry.
Oh, good. Yeah, if you ever need a old retired radio DJ to do some announcing for you, I'm open to it.
All right.
Yeah, well, we could do the Old Bear Hour on Old Fat Bike Radio.
Indeed.
That'd be fun.
So do you... Do you ride your fat bike in the summertime as well as... Because you don't hardly even get any snow anyway down there.
I ride mine year-round.
All right. That's what we were hoping people would tell us.
Year-round. I mean, it's my only means of transportation here.
I'm telling you.
Don't own a car. My town is small enough where I can ride. If I have to go get some groceries, I can ride up to the store and put them in the backpack and come home.
All these industry people only think that fat bikes are for winter.
Well, Old Bear's got something to teach him.
I know. So that's why we had you call in today and tell us that you rode your bike in the summer as well as the winter. But no matter what, in the winter...
Yeah, I ride it year-round. I didn't ride it too much this winter because it got a little bit nippy down here. I have congestive heart failure.
Uh-huh.
And one of the stipulations is I can't ride below 22 to 25 degrees without the wind chill. And I can't ride outside above 95.
Uh-huh.
Today hit 101 here.
Wow.
So it kind of...
Sounds like good advice for everybody.
Light on my bike.
Yeah, I think that's good advice.
Use a handyman's secret weapon and put a light on my bike and ride at night.
There you go. Yeah, there's wild things that going on there at the Berryman at night. You never know what you're going to run into out there.
Well, we got cougars and bears moving up into the area, and I don't think I'd want to run into one of them out there.
That's for sure. Unless you're talking like hot 50-year-old ladies, and then you know, and even then, I'd have to say, well, sorry, I already have a lifetime contract.
I just had my 63rd birthday.
Oh yeah, because all bets are off on your birthday.
So what's been?
I feel 63. Hmm.
I say, what's been going on down there? Besides the heat, what's been happening?
Well, we went out one day, my friend and I, and we checked on a trail out by a town called Newburgh. It's called the King Tuck Recreation Area.
Mm-hmm.
And the horse people have just destroyed the trail.
Oh, man.
They ride them when they're wet.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
You know what freaked me out about going out to ride in the Ozarks and... the Berrymen, like Brazil Creek Campground, I couldn't believe how many people ride mules as opposed to horses.
Yeah. Well, that's our state, one of our state animals is the mule.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well,
so
see.
They don't do they do, like in North Carolina, like at Soli, they do horses one day and bikes the other day, and then they switch the two different loops so that the horses aren't on the loop all the time. The bikes get it one day, then the horses. They don't. That seemed to kind of help not trash the trails quite as much.
Yeah, maybe we need to mention that. Maybe we need to mention that with forest people here.
Well, you know, I mean, mountain bikers are pretty good about not riding trails when they're really muddy and crappy, but horse people,
yeah,
you know, the horse can do anything you want pretty much, so it's not like you really think about it, but that really does tend to damage a trail.
Sure does.
Well, we got a real nice little trail system here in town, believe it or not. It's called the Lions Club Mountain Bike Trail.
Yeah, you had
it's
said.
Built by some mountain bikers and by our local bike shop. And it's single track, and it's real nice. There's not a lot of elevation gain, which is good for me. But it's flat and it's windy. It's really nice, though. It's a 4.2-mile trail that winds through the woods and through some open ground. And I go out there at least four times a week when I'm able to. And I put in, I must put in 4 or 5 laps at a time, just off-road. And
nice.
Very nice.
I still go by the old adage that 1 mile off-road is 4 equal to 4 on, so that's a lot of miles.
We like to call those Johnny Pomp miles.
So have you gone to Route 66 Bikes and told old Dano that you've talked to Gomez on the radio yet?
Yeah, I told Danny he can't remember you.
I guess, hey, the guys in Georgia invited us to come down there, so maybe during the winter we'll have to make a sweep through the South.
Yeah,
their Chamber of Commerce says, come on down, we'll pay for your lodging and your food and your beer. We just want you to hang out in our town and ride your bikes here and tell people about it.
We're not expecting that from you.
I'm just planting the seed, that's all.
We can camp in the national forest. We're hardy woodsmen.
Hardy.
Well, at least I'm a hardy woodsman.
I'm hardly a woodsman.
With my health, I can't do that anymore. Sleeping on the ground would be a problem.
Oh, I had a trailer. I still sleep on the ground. Or in a hammock.
Hammock.
Well, you can't be as old as me, so...
Well,
he might
all right.
be close.
he's mighty old.
Well, yeah, I'm not as old as you,
not
for
quite.
Sure.
Not
but,
yet.
But,
not
I,
yet.
But I still feel 63.
Yeah, give him a few years. He'll catch up.
Yeah, I will. It will, the way I'm going.
I'm a Chicago boy originally. I grew up in the northwest suburbs.
No way.
Up there in Chicago.
Dude, I grew up.
And I was riding fat tire bikes, old stripped-down Schwinn's in the 60s.
On the Des Plaines River Trail?
No, this was... we lived in Buffalo Grove.
Oh,
and
dude.
And we had a lot of undeveloped area, and we developed some trails back there.
Cool.
And the 20-inch crowd had stripped off their banana seats and put BMX seats, or, 10-speed mm-hmm. seats on mm-hmm. their bikes, and kept their 8-hanger bars, and they dominated it, and they would run us off when we'd try to go to the store. We wound up getting all these. We wound up getting all these old clunkers. I started out. I was the first one with an old Phantom that the neighbors threw out, and I stripped off the tank, the fenders, the rack, kept that Springer fork, and I rode it. It had a 2-speed kickback rear hub.
Yeah, clunkers are coming on strong.
Yep, coming back. Reminiscing with that 2-speed kickback. That was a fun thing.
Absolutely, and my kids went to Buffalo Grove High School, Old Bear. So it's just amazing
really?
How what a small world it is.
Small world after all.
Yeah. So I grew up. I grew up in the world.
I graduated in 1970.
Oh wow! Yeah, I graduated from Maine West.
I graduated
7 years later, so I'm 7 years younger than you. But I'm
yeah.
But my joints feel just as old as yours.
All right, Old Bear. Well, we've got to wrap this one up this week.
Yeah, okay. we still got to get to our plus bikes, plus bike links.
Plus bike link. It's the new thing in biking right now, these plus bikes.
You know what I think it's going to be? Will clunkers come up from the bottom or will plus bikes come down from the top?
Ooh, good question.
It's a race to the middle.
Race to the middle. Hey, all right, old bear, give us a shout anytime, man.
All right, I will.
Good to hear from you.
Save yourself, Sven and Gomez. And remember, Vikings aren't all bad.
Take care, bro.
All right, man. So we got a couple of links on the old plus bike thing here, huh?
I know. Cooker. Those guys. That's a division of, somehow it's like Cannondale's
somehow
cousin.
Somehow Cannondale's cousin, yeah. Yeah. Your illegitimate cousin.
Durrell and that whole family of companies. They got some plus bikes. They're on the roll. They're on the verge.
Yeah. They did a nice fat bike. I saw actually one rolling around the other day. A guy, I don't know. I mean, I used to know every fat biker in the city. No way anymore.
Another offset frame. Another. I'd be like, name three offset frames. Be like
Northpaw.
Pugsley. Moonlander.
Northpaw.
Northpaw. And Charge Cooker.
There you go.
That's just a weird the way the whole name is Charge. Charge Bikes. And the actual model is the Cooker.
Yeah.
But they got like cookers that aren't fat bikes and cookers that are fat bikes. So I'm confused. Way to confuse the Uncle Gomez.
You know how you know what doesn't require any confusion?
What?
Stickers.
Oh, yeah, we're giving away stickers.
Not at fatbike.com though.
Oh, well. There's fatbike.com stickers in the pipeline as well.
But
right now we're just talking about giving away the free plus bike stickers, and then we're going to turn around and be like, "Oh yeah, you like those? But how about some of these?"
Yeah. How about these? What was that? What's going on down there? And Ricky goes bike packing.
Yeah, our buddy Ricky DeLeos from the capital area there, in Washington D.C. Oh. He went bike packing for the first time with bags. He had been bike packing with panniers and whatnot before, so he's an old school guy. Even though he looks like he's still a 20-year-old, he's been around for a while.
He's a handsome gentleman,
and he has quite the stable of titanium bicycles.
Well, I'm glad somebody does.
Indeed.
Well, folks, thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Check them out at surlybikes.com. I believe we're out of here.
Bye-bye, everybody.
See you after the hiatus, kids.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hate us for the hiatus.
We didn't really say much about the hiatus, but we're going to take a couple weeks off.
Because Sven doesn't think that JK and I are smart enough to do a radio show by ourselves.
No, he knows.
And he's probably right.
Hey.
Calculated.
Hey, I would say I'm smart enough, but I'm just I'm just going to lay low.
Yeah, I just kind of felt like we should have a little break. It wasn't really that. It just worked out right. We may throw some archives up or something just for the heck of it.
We'll see.
Or not.
And then we'll be back in July with the energy of 10,000 fire ants
or something. Just get me a present for my birthday.
Or a giant grasshopper.
All right. See y'all in a couple weeks.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.